The audio you are about to listen to was created by me, MonaLisa32. It was written by, performed by, and created for consenting adults over the age of 18. If you are under the age of 18 and considered a minor, please do not indulge in my content. Consider this as a warning and do not proceed. My audios are not to be rehosted, re-uploaded, or reshared on any other platform without my explicit written permission. Thank you, and I hope you enjoy the audio. I'm a 26-year-old female who's getting fed up with men simply wanting to fuck me and offer little in return. I love sex, but while I love to suck cock, talk dirty to the guys and offer my everything, they don't offer as much in return. It's just cock and cunt. Come, thank you. Gotta go. Probably home to their wife. Bye. Then, one day at my work, a new guy started. He was fucking beautiful. He was tall, very fit. He seemed shy and always wanted to talk to me. After a few weeks, he asked me out for drinks. It was nice, and we got along great. This happened a few times, and never once did he mention sex. So I decided I'd better say something about it. I found it hard to believe he was a 28-year-old virgin, and he was going to wait until he was married. I know. Sounds strange, but that's what he said. I tried all sorts of tricks to arouse him, but he ignored or changed the topic. I was so fucking horny. Had to buy some new toys, and I kept wearing them out. Anyway, after about a year of solid dating, he proposed, and I accepted. Married soon afterwards, and finally time for the honeymoon, and threw my sex toys in the trash. Fucking was now on my mind again, and agenda again. Married, and the first night of the honeymoon in the hotel, I cried. I fucking cried. He had the smallest dick ever. I'd heard about micropenises before, but this was even tinier. My little finger size. It was that tiny. In total shock, once the crying had stopped, he got between my legs, and I wondered what he was going to do. He simply rubbed his tiny appendage against me, and in about 20 seconds rolled off of me and asked me how it was. Feeling sad for both of us, I simply said, "Okay." So after a week of this bullshit, it was back to sex toys. New and bigger ones to replace the ones I'd thrown away. I used to fuck myself and fantasized about big cocks railing me and me begging for more. Then, 3 weeks after the wedding, my husband and I had a big fight. I went to bed early as usual to avoid sex, but this night, he'd wanted me to blow him, to suck him off. I said I was sleepy, but he was insistent and kept asking me to suck him. I was angry and frustrated, and I yelled at him, "I'm not going to suck your pee-pee, so fuck off." He looked at me and said, "You're a grown married woman. You should be able to use adult words. It's not a pee-pee, it's a cock." I looked at him and I said, "I've seen many, many cocks. Fucked and sucked many cocks. Believe me, yours is a pee-pee." That didn't seem to please him one bit. And so from that night, it was separate beds. We had not spoken for 2 days after the pee-pee thing, when he said he called his father, who was a marriage counselor, to come and have a talk with us to try to save to try to solve our problems. I was so frustrated, I was ready to walk out, but he pleaded for me to wait and see what his dad would say. Wow. I was impressed with his father when he arrived. He was an older version of my husband, but looked more rugged. I suppose it was because he was older. We were sitting in the lounge room just talking when Jim, that's the dad's name, said he wanted a beer. Hubby went to get up and he said, "Sit down. She can get it." She can get it? What the fuck was that? She can get it. I must have been in total shock because I did get up and go to the kitchen to get that beer. I guess it was a dominant thing, something I'd been missing, so I did it. As I was bent over at the fridge, I felt a hand on my ass. I straightened up, and the other hand wrapped around me, cupped my tits, and holding me tight against him. I said, "Stop being stupid. Your dad is in the next room, and you know we don't do this." Hot breath in my ear, he said. "He's not in the next room. He's here to give you what you need. You need a good hard fucking, because I know my son can't. But be assured his problem doesn't run in the family." It did feel good to have strong arms holding me, and my tits have always been sensitive, so I relaxed a little bit. The hand that was on my ass was now rubbing my pussy through my dress and panties. And the neck kisses always excited me. He placed my hand on his cock. Fuck, it was big. Hard. And then, did I say big? Tell me you need fucking. Tell me you want to be fucked, or tell me to stop. He was tweaking my nipples, and that sent tingles straight to my needy cunt. I was horny, frustrated, and he was rubbing my cunt and holding a big, hard cock in front of me. Of course I told him I wanted to be fucked. But I said, "What about my husband and your son?" He just looked at me and said, "Don't worry about stupid, he'll be okay." Stupid, I thought. That's a harsh thing to say about your son. But I was wet and hungry for cock, so I ignored the stupid comment. Jim pushed me toward the floor, and I undid his fly on my way down and released his large cock. It was big, heavily veined and uncut. The foreskin was slowly reacting as it got harder. I needed to taste it. It was so long since I had a cock in my mouth, and I could not fit it all into my mouth. Then suddenly my husband appeared and shouted, "What the fuck is going on here?" Here I was, on my knees, getting my face fucked by his father, and his dad looked down and said to me, "I told you he was fucking stupid." I guess asking that showed he really was stupid. He looked at his son and said, "I'm looking after your wife. Once she gets my cock rock hard, she wants me to fuck her. So either go away or shut up and watch." My husband didn't move. He just stood there looking stunned. So I turned to him and said, "I'm sucking your dad's cock, and he's going to fuck your wife's cunt. And all you do is watch?" I said, "You weak bastard. You want to see your father fuck me? Okay. Come closer so you don't miss anything. In fact," I said, "you weak bastard, you can help. Get down here and lick my cunt. It's already wet, but some of your spit will make it even nastier and better for your dad." Jim watched and smiled as his son licked my pussy, his hand stroking that huge cock, keeping it hard for me. I was so fucking horny for that big cock, and I was so fucking angry and pissed. I was totally over my husband. We were finished. And as a final humiliation, I said, "Grab your father's big cock and feed it into my cunt. Now your ex-wife's cunt." I think there were tears as he guided that big prick into me, but I didn't care. All I knew was that I was moaning, and so was Jim as he slid into me. "Fuck me, Jim. Please fuck me hard. I need your cock," stretching my cunt. I was shouting every obscenity I knew as I came on Jim's cock. He told me to get on my back. He wanted to finish in me on top. I lay on my back, legs spread and knees up near my tits. And this time, I guided his dick into me. But it didn't need much guiding. I was soaking wet, my cunt soft and welcoming. His cock, and with one easy stroke, he was balls deep. I could feel his balls slapping against my taint. I was full of hard cock, plowing my greedy cunt, and I fucking loved it. I was coming for a second time when he said he was coming. His cock was twitching in my cunt as he unloaded what I imagined was rope after rope of cum, and my snatch was milking every drop from his balls. He laid there for a while. I could feel his cock soft, and his cum leaked from me and oozed down over my taint onto my ass. I said, "It's a shame your son left. He could have helped in cleaning up." Jim said, "You're a fucking kinky, sexy woman. We're going to have a lot of fun." We showered and went into what was my marital bed and fucked again. A lot. Sometime during the night, my ex must have left. We never heard him go. And we never have heard from him again. Ever. But Dad stayed. I guess if there's a moral to this story, it's try before you buy. Especially with cock size.